The world's largest all-female expedition to Antarctica is about to leave Australia. The group of 77 scientists will use the trip to address climate change and gender inequality. It's all part of a 10-year initiative to support women in science and encourage better leadership and scientific collaboration. Penny Timms reports.
Renata Egan is an associate professor at the University of New South Wales and works in solar cell engineering, which is a male-dominated field. She hopes this expedition will help to change that.
For me, that's very important. I find that I work a lot with men, and I would really like the opportunity to extend that network amongst women leaders.
Associate Professor Egan is one of 77 women travelling to Antarctica on a voyage that will last 20 days. It's all part of the Homeward Bound initiative, which originated in Tasmania and was aimed at increasing the number of women in important scientific roles in Australia. But it's now gained so much momentum, it's evolved into an international movement.
Well, greater opportunities for women to take up leadership positions, particularly in the environmental areas and policy and advocacy, where I think we bring skills to it around forward thinking and future thinking and collaborative approaches to building expertise and skills. I think to empower women in those areas would be a terrific outcome.
The expeditioners will also develop ways to combat some of the most pressing issues affecting the planet, including climate change. Belinda Fairbrother is the Community Conservation Manager at Taronga Conservation Society.
For me, as a behaviour change scientist who's really working to try and encourage and empower people to take action to deal with everything from sustainable palm oil through to climate, it's a network of women, a network of people in order to deal with some of these problems, and just any new idea to throw into the mix, because we're really fast running out of time on a lot of issues, and you don't want to get distraught and overwhelmed and have people turn off in what you're trying to do. So it's working out how we can really bring some positive communication in, work with other people and other with other backgrounds in terms of the science network, and just really try and build that collective community to really deal with some of these problems.
Homeward Bound is the brainchild of entrepreneur Fabian Dattner, who hopes to reach 1,000 women in the next decade.
Well, science touches absolutely every part of our lives and every part of our future, and we know of women that they collaborate, they're inclusive, they are to be trusted with money, and they have a legacy mindset. And when the planet is facing the dilemma it's facing, you would think we would make the best possible choice around who leads. And right now, that's women in massively elevated numbers.
The former consultant says her motivations are clear, and it's time for the notion of putting women in leadership roles to be given more than just lip service.
This is a fight for our children's future. It's not a game anymore, and I treat it as such as a leader. It's a deadly serious proposition, and we do have the power to make a difference, so we choose today to take action.
Homeward Bound founder Fabian Dattner ending that report by Penny Timms. To finance now, Wall Street is closed for the Thanksgiving